There we go. Good morning, everyone. Welcome back to my life. That was a joke. Sorry, bad joke. I haven't seen many of you for a long time. Just got back from Brazil. I was there for a month, and the team were there for 2 weeks, and my wife was there with me for 2.5 weeks. And I can honestly say that it was an amazing, amazing time. We come back full of testimonies, full of life, full of inspiration from what we saw there, and also what we were able to give there because of all of you sitting here. It was so nice being able to go and tell them about Stellenbosch, tell them about all the amazing things God is doing here in this church and in this town. And so I want to say thank you to you all for giving yourself to Jesus and just the testimony that all of us carry. So, Kala and I just had a little team talk. Because this morning is turning out a little different than we thought, but that's not a bad thing. That's a good thing, right? So the idea this morning was that I was going to share a shorter message, and then we want to have some testimonies from the outreach being shared, specifically around the topic of hospitality, as that's something that the entire Josh chain is looking at the moment. So I'm going to try and have a very short teaching this morning. As in very short, 10 minutes or so. And then we're going to have some people coming up from the outreach times just sharing testimonies, one from every group. Okay. You think we'll be able to do it? All right. So I want to read you a scripture quickly. And in Josh Chain, we're looking at the topic of hospitality. And this morning specifically on why hospitality is good for us. Because it's not just something that we want to exercise as a muscle for Josh Chain because we need more people to open up their homes. It's truly something that we see in the Bible and truly something that we believe should be a strong muscle in us as a church. And I think coming back from Brazil, that's probably the one thing that stood out most for me. It was the hospitality and the warmth of the people. And as a team, we came back and we said, we want more of that even with us. And I don't think we're doing bad, but I think we can exercise that muscle even more. And obviously, hospitality is not just opening up your home for someone to come sleep over. It's inviting someone for a meal. It's inviting someone for a coffee. It's being on the lookout on a Sunday morning, on a Wednesday evening for those people who are not part of the family of God and being hospitable with your life and opening it up to others. So Luke 24, verse 28 to 32. I'm going to read a portion to you. And this is Jesus concealing himself to his disciples after his resurrection. And so they don't know it's Jesus walking with them. And we see this interesting account. And he said, so they drew near to the village to which they were going. He, being Jesus, acted as he was going further. But they urged him strongly, saying, stay with us, for it is towards evening, and the day is now far spent. So he went in to stay with them. When he was at the table with them, he took the bread and blessed it, and broke it and gave it to them. And their eyes were opened, and they recognized him. And then he vanished from their sight. They said to each other, did not our hearts burn within us while he walked with us and talked on the road, while he opened to us the scriptures? See, it's so interesting. It's actually a beautiful portion of scripture because Jesus is walking with his disciples. They don't know that it's him. And he's speaking to them about the Bible. He's showing them himself, Jesus Christ, in the Old Testament. But it's like they don't fully click this thing. And then it's so interesting for me that Jesus purposefully pretended that he was just going to walk on, almost as if testing them and saying, will they invite me in? Will they be hospitable? Will they allow me into their lives and into their homes? And as they do that, Jesus reveals himself even further. And what he revealed to them in Scripture gets opened up to them. And see, I think there is that thing for us. The Bible is good. Teaching is good. Spending time with God in prayer is good. But there's a different dimension of Jesus that I believe we can see when we invite people into our lives. And I think Jesus is there just as much in those times. And in being hospitable, he opens up new revelation to us of himself. And so I'm going to run through, really, three things, three reasons why I believe it's good for us to be a hospitable people. Not just to be hospitable when there's a call or we say we need it, but to live lives of hospitality, open towards others.
And so the three things are, and it's three R's, relationship, retribution, and reward. Okay, and I'm going to start with relationship. When we are hospitable people, it grows our relationship with God. You see, firstly, we don't do hospitality and we don't invite people into our lives just for our sake or just for their sake. We do it to grow in relationship with God. And that is plastered throughout Scripture. We see that people grow in their walk with God when they open up their homes to others. I'm not going to read it to you, but in Genesis 18, there's a beautiful account of the man Abraham, Father Abraham. And he's sitting outside of his house, and he sees three men walking by, and he recognizes that it is men sent by God. And in fact, it was God himself walking past his house. And Abram calls out, and he says, come, please, be with me. I want to give you food. I want to invite you into my house. In other words, I want to be hospitable towards you. And as he does that, God himself speaks to the other two men, and it's a long story, but I think it's a revelation of the Trinity that we see there in the Old Testament already. And he says, as Abraham invited me into his house, shall I not share what I'm about to do with Abraham, my friend? You see, Abraham's relationship with God gets grown, and God invites him into the intimacy and the thoughts of his heart as Abraham invites this man into his home. And so his relationship with God grows. So, relationship with God, that's the first thing. Quickly read you a few scriptures. And these are things to consider if you want to grow in your relationship with God through hospitality. Firstly, we are not a people to show favoritism, but we are people that if you want to grow in your walk with God, we are people that are hospitable to everyone that needs it. Right, James 2 is so explicitly tells us that we should not only invite the rich, don't invite the famous, but invite anyone. God does not show partiality, and so we shouldn't be a people that shows partiality. And so if you would be hospitable towards me or Kala or Andrew, if he asked you to stay with you or to come for coffee, and you would do that for one of us but not for someone else, or you do it for Justin Bieber but not for that friend walking in, then you are showing partiality. I know all the girls, eh? Cool, the second thing to consider, if you want to grow in your relationship with God, is that we should give what we have. And that does not mean giving the perfect, it means giving what you have presently in your hands. It was so cool for me in Brazil. We stayed with a lady. She's in her 40s, early 40s, I think, late 30s, early 40s. Hey? Yeah, young lady. Yes. Full of life, young lady. And she lives in a two-bedroom small apartment. In São Paulo, where we were, it's tight. Families of four live in these small apartments because the rental is so expensive. And I stayed there, Carla stayed there, she stayed there, and then she said, no, Sonika can come too. And we were crammed into this little place. She moved out of the one room she uses as an office space, moved out of there and worked in the lounge for the time that we were there. And we found out that that's what she does all the time. She just had someone living with her for a couple of months, and that's the life that she lives. She couldn't give us the perfect, but what she gave honestly blessed us so much. And I believe that she will grow in a walk with God because of her open life. And let's be like that. Whether you're a student that has a little room and you can maybe only go for coffee, or whether you have a house, give whatever you have to give. Then another thing to consider is that hospitality is actually a command. It's not a suggestion. Hebrews 13 verse 1 to 2. It says, let brotherly love continue. Do not neglect to show hospitality to strangers, for thereby some have entertained angels unawares. And so in a sense, this whole thing with your relationship with God is a lordship issue. Jesus Christ commands it. He says, be hospitable people, because that is the revelation you received from me. I lay down my life for the sake of others. Now open up your life for the sake of other people. Secondly, retribution. And this is not one that we like to speak about, but actually we see in the Bible that if we are not hospitable people, then God does not like it. In fact, he frowns upon a people who close off their life to others and are not open in that sense. Matthew 10, verse 14 to 15. It says, "And if anyone will not receive you or listen to your words," this is the disciples, "shake off the dust from your feet when you leave that house or town. Truly I say to you, it will be more bearable on the day of judgment for the land of Sodom and Gomorrah than for that town." So we see that God is serious about this. If the people do not receive you, go away. It will be unbearable for them. In the same sense, and we don't have to read it, there's this beautiful portion in the Bible about the prostitute named Rahab. And you know that Rahab was saved because she showed hospitality to the people of God. That's what the Bible says. Let's maybe read it. Hebrews 11, verse 31. "By faith, Rahab the prostitute did not perish with those who were disobedient because she had given a friendly welcome to the spies." And so God will judge. There will come a day when God is going to judge the people of this earth again. And we see that hospitality is something that he's going to look for, and he will show favor to those who live open lives. And then finally, as I end, rewards. So it's relationship, retribution if we are not hospitable, and rewards to those who are hospitable. And I know that rewards are not the main thing that we look for, but it's still a nice thing, right? If someone wants to give me a gift, I'm not going to say no. I'll always receive it. Just keep that in mind when you're with me. I don't have a problem with that. Hebrews 6, verse 10. "For God is not unjust so as to overlook your work and the love that you have shown for his name in serving the saints." And so there's many scriptures. I'm going to maybe not go through them for the sake of time. But we see that there are rewards that we receive in this life if we are hospitable. I'll maybe mention a few. We're not going to read it. Luke 16, verse 9 actually tells us that as Christians, we are to use our worldly wealth in order to make friends. And so we see that when we are hospitable and we use our money, we use our time, we use our house for the sake of making friends, that's a good thing. And so we gain friends in this life as a reward when we are hospitable to others. We also receive back that which we give. And that's not the reason we give, but we do receive back. There is, throughout Scripture, there's a principle of sowing and reaping. And Galatians 6, verse 7 and 9 to 10, it teaches us that when we sow of our possessions and our time, we receive those things back from other people in this life. And then maybe this is a good one for me. Psalm 2, verse 8 is one that we like to pray. And with this I end. It says, "Ask of me, and I will make the nations your inheritance, and the ends of the earth your possession." See, that's a good prayer to pray. But now that we experienced hospitality, we experienced this scripture. I know for us that went into different people's homes. See, we can pray for the nations, but when we open up our homes, we receive the nations. And we get to disciple the nations. And we get to have an influence in the nations. And the nations, because of their hospitality, I'm telling you, we will be blessed right here. And so it's nations and people and the people of God working together to spread what God has given to us. Okay, so that was a bit of a rush. But I'm going to remind you, it's good for us to be hospitable. Firstly, because it grows our relationship with God. Secondly, God does not like inhospitable people, so there will be retribution for those who are not hospitable people. And thirdly, we will be rewarded in this life and in the next, if we are hospitable people. All right, let me not pray for us. It'll take more time. What we're going to do now is I've asked five people, one person from every outreach team, to quickly share just some of the experiences and some of the hospitality that they also experienced on this trip. So amazing. We had more than 60 people on five teams spread out throughout the world. It was an incredible time. Testimonies are overflowing, and so it's a privilege to get our people up. So firstly, Nicole, and then the rest, you have the order.
Thank you. Awesome. Hello, family. It's just so good to be back. I was part of the Coastal team. We went to PE for 6 days and then to George for 4 days. Just served where we could, but actually just fellowshiped with the people and did life with them and loved them. I just want to share a bit about my hosting or my experience of being hosted. God just really did a lot. So firstly, what was so cool is, so on the first day when we met our hosts, we went with them to their homes, and the next day as a team we got together again, and it was just so evident in our team that every person felt very intentionally placed at the host where they were. We were all like, wow, I'm connecting with this person, and I can see God is wanting to do something here. So that was very cool. And I just quickly want to share what was so cool for me. So before we left for the outreach, and we had some team time, and we, hashtag team time, we painted some thank you cards for our hosts. And I was like, oh Lord, I really want to do something special and something intentional, but obviously I don't know these people. I wish we could kind of just have an idea of who they are before we had to paint these things. I wanted to be special, but anyway, okay, so I'm just let the Holy Spirit lead me. And then one of the things that I painted was a little sea with a little sunrise. We got to our hosts, and my first host in PE, our admin person, she gave us each just kind of a random card to give to our host for say thank you. And the one I got was this little one with the sunrise. And when I met my host, Jongo is her name. She's a master's student there in PE. Her thing is sunrises. Every single morning, she goes to the pier by the sea and she watches the sunrise. And that's just her time with Jesus. So I gave my card on the first day already because I was just like, this is so cool. Look at the sunrise, and you love the sunrise. Anyway, it was just very cool. She's a very cool person. So what I actually just want to get to is, it was so cool for me. When I met her, she's just this like very bubbly, live person, loving person. But when I chatted to her, she told me it was actually quite difficult for her to commit to hosting because she's only a student. She doesn't have much to give on this little home. But she had a revelation of when you invite a believer into your home, you're actually hosting Jesus because I have Jesus in me, so she's busy hosting Jesus. And that just really shaped the course of our time together. So when she led me into the room where I was going to sleep, and I realized this is her room, and I'm like, there's only one bed. Okay, cool. So we shared a bed. At the beginning I was like, oh, this is going to be awkward, but it wasn't at all. Anyway, Jesus was there. So in the evenings we had some time to spend at our house, and we were laying in bed and we were just chatting and sharing our lives. And it was just so cool how Jesus ministered to both of us through the other person. So what I was going through, she needed to hear, and she is going through, I need to hear. So that was just really amazing. And then, I just wanted to say, because like being a student, she didn't have much to give, but something that I really just realized is it's not about the opening up of the home as much as opening up of the heart as well. So her just leading me into her life and sharing the things that's going on in her heart, and God really worked a lot through each other. The last thing I wanted to say, during worship, I'm going to end with this. During worship, I also just felt, we get so busy and our lives are such a rush. But I really think hospitality is also a way to just, what I realized on this outreach, to just kind of stop and, I have to work around my schedule now to let this person in. But it's so good because in the end, you're not going to take your schedule to heaven. You're going to take people to heaven. Yeah, so I actually just wanted to say, like, if you feel, and I feel like this sometimes, that you're just so busy, you don't get time for God, actually invite more people in, because that just helps you focus again on why we're here and what's actually important and, yeah, what our inheritance really is. Okay, cool.
Hey, good morning. So I was on the inland team. We went to Pretoria and Bloemfontein, and a third of our team went to Kimberley as well. So we just went to serve the churches there, to minister into the 412 churches. We have had a lot of time of just getting words for people, a lot of intentional fellowshipping and worshiping together. Yeah, and I really think the whole team got a bigger love for God through the outreach and a bigger love for one another in the team. That was really cool. So with hospitality, the first place in Pretoria, I stayed at Henk and Teresa Greiling. And they're really cool. Like, they just made us all feel like sons in their houses, in their house. They have three children, but while I was there, like, the whole time, I felt like he was treating me as his son. And he just, like, took me to do random errands with him, like things a father do to a child. And he took the time to disciple me, to sow into my life. Yeah, and I really just felt at home there. And then when I went to Bloemfontein, I stayed with Ernst and Lisa. And, yeah, the first night I was there, I was quite sick. And the plan was to go to a braai, all of us. So I told them, no, I'm too sick, I'm going to stay at home. And I stayed at home, and they were just, like, so caring for me, because they, like, gave me Vicks and here's a Med Lemon. they told me to take a nice bath and everything, which I did. So they just really cared for me and loved me. I really just got a sense of being in a family. Like, that's what your parents would do to you. I just felt the, like, scripture while I was there of Jesus. There's a part in the Gospels where someone tells him, your mother and your brother are looking for you. And he's like, okay, who's my mother, my brother? Everyone who's here, everyone who does the will of God is my mother, my brother. Yes, we have this family in the local congregation, but really it's everyone who does the will of God, even in Bloemfontein or Kimberley or wherever, is our family and our mother and our brothers.
Morning, everyone. So we went to Namibia. We ate a lot of meat. There was a lot of sacrifices made. No, it was amazing. So obviously we went to Ketmanshoop first, and then on our way there we listened to a teaching. Gerda put it up there. She was introducing us to Jesus all the time. And the teaching was about loving the unlovable. So obviously we went there 9 hours with all the kids in the car, and it was amazing. But one thing that I really felt like, you know, it's like Khaled talked about it just before we went, actually, is it's easy to go to a place and then give or impart in their lives and then immediately leave. But as soon as you start living with them, it's a totally different story. Because then they see your kids throwing tantrums and the way that you handle it. And you might disagree a bit with your wife. And it's in that places where they actually either see Jesus or they don't see Jesus. They see the other one. That was amazing. But the biggest part of Namibia, I think, was a lot of boer type of atmosphere, you know. It's like you feel very small when they greet you because their hands are so big and they're so strong, you know. It's like, and there was so much pride there as well. And then for you, seeing that the lack of love and trying to hear God in that, Because you can't go there and just say, hey, this is the problem, fix it. It's like you need to influence them by the way that you live and the way that you love each other and the way that you love Jesus. That was a real challenge for me, is the fact that I had to guard my mouth all the time. Like, luckily, they spoke Afrikaans, so it was easy for me to say, Kala, kan ek gou iets sê? But yeah, that whole thing of allowing God to work through you and you not using godly opportunities to speak a lot, that really imparted my heart a lot. And we spent a whole week at Kitman's Whip, we stayed in their homes, we did some prophetic sessions with some of the people that was totally, it was amazing, amazing people. And then we had some intense word times where Kala just shared the word, and then it was arguments, and but the Holy Spirit came and fire. Yeah. That's also something that I can't deny, is the, before we went there, it felt like there was a lot of talk about the whole pride thing and struggling, but as soon as the Holy Spirit pitches up, it just changed the heart. It was so amazing to see how God started impacting them, and they afterwards telling us it was so amazing, but still God did so much in our hearts. You know, it's like we learn how to love where there was no love. We learn how to impart and how to share and just how to influence in the right way, which was so amazing. And then we went to Windhoek. There was a prophetic training, and we just went to serve, so we helped out with the kids. It was crazy. Next gen, I salute you. and then we just served there. We loved the people, and then we came back again. Eventually, we stayed at the real Burki's house. That guy is so strong, he doesn't even have a neck. He's like... And that guy, he messages me every day, but it's like, hi, what are you guys eating tonight? It's like, hey, what are you doing now? It's like, selfie. You know, it's so amazing because it feels like we're family then now. And it was amazing.
Namibian.
Hi, everyone. So I am part of the team that went to Malawi. And it was just an amazing time going there and being with the people. So ministering, so we went to support the 412 team that's based there. And each weekend, our team were split into smaller groups going to different villages. So we were hosted by numerous families, seeing different things. So many testimonies coming out of that. So just amazing how in the little, they still host us and just give. So in some places, the families, they have such a small house. And then, so there's background. So the typical thing is we would sleep in tents at the family that's hosting us, sleeping in tents outside. And some would give up their bedroom or their living room that you'd sleep inside, and then they would sleep outside in the cold. That kind of thing, just so that you have your comfort and so. And even the one testimony I heard of the one lady, she was up till 11 the evening or something, still working, cleaning up and so on. And they woke up at 3 o'clock in the morning, sweeping the floor to clean it for the guys that they're hosting, that they have a clean place to live. It's like, thank you, but go back to bed. But yeah, just amazing how they still want to serve and their hospitality. So just have my notes not to lose track. Also in the effort that I put in going to the well, getting the water, heating it up for those that want to take a bath, all that effort, there's no like running water like we have, just open, you go bath, they go get the water for us, heat it up. Just amazing that. And also in the food, the little that they have, setting out the food for their guests that they can eat first. And some are so poor, the leftover food they would eat, that is their meal for the day. So they would give the food, put it in the living room, the guests would eat. They leave the guests alone that they can eat in peace and quiet, not disturbing them. And then later on, they would eat their meal. So it's just amazing the heart in that. It's a bit weird because you want to talk with them, let's sit and eat together, but they're just like, no, you eat, we'll be separate. And what was there else? And yeah, so it was just, the amazing thing for me was, it just humbled me, their hospitality, and giving up their comforts and hospitality to the point of inconveniencing yourself to bless someone else. So that was just really amazing for me. People giving up their house, anyway, but yeah, that's for me.
Good morning, everyone. It's really lucky to be back. This morning I feel so excited and energetic just to be back in Stellenbosch. But anyway, I had the wonderful opportunity of going to Brazil for two and a half weeks. So I was basically just in Sao Paulo at the church there. And then the rest of the team also visited Montemor, which I missed out on. But I'm just going to quickly share how I experienced hospitality there. You really experience it from the way, the time you get there till the time you leave, the way they greet you, the way they feed you, the way they host you, everything is just done with incredible warmth and hospitality, and it looks effortless to them, even the way they greet you with a kiss and a hug, even though they've never met you before. And then when you sleep there the next morning, they do it again, like another kiss and a hug the next morning before breakfast. So just quickly, Leonard hijacked a little bit of my testimony. But so we slept in a really tiny apartment, which is standard for them. And the lady hosted three of us. So we were in the one room and Tonika slept on the couch. And it was just fine for her. It wasn't too much. But just in short, what all of that, just the way they tried to have conversation with us, even though language was a bit of a barrier, in everything, I think there's three things that stood out in to me. It was firstly that I learned how to receive and how to receive well, because I felt like family in the way that they treated me. I didn't feel like a guest at all. And that to me was really wonderful. I think especially with our culture, we taught to be a good guest, you know, to leave everything neat and tidy, to take a gift and all of that. And it's good, but I didn't feel like a guest. I felt like family there. Then secondly, I felt like, oh, geez, can't these people just come to 412 or something so that we can host them? I really felt a sense of I want to give more. I want to be able to be more hospitable. I want to have an open home even more. And it's not about how big it is or about how nice it is or about how much you can give, but about the fact that your doors are wide open. And then thirdly, I actually mentioned it already, but it really created a sense of family in me. And I think it's because the common denominator is Jesus Christ and the fact that we are in the same family. And so, yeah, those three things it created in me. So I actually want to encourage all of us. It's something that I took away from it, is to try my best to be more hospitable in every sense. Amen.
Awesome. Let's just pray together. And I want to encourage you, whether you went on a trip or you didn't, that's really not applicable so much this morning. I think what's applicable is, are you willing to open up your life to others? Okay. So let's pray. And let's commit ourselves to God for this as well. Oh God, we thank you for this morning, Lord. We thank you for your beautiful presence, God. And we thank you that we could experience you this morning. We thank you for the fact that everyone can be back together as your family in Josh Chen and Stellenbosch even this morning, Lord. And God, we're excited for what's to come, Lord. We're excited about the work that you want to do in us and through us, God. And we pray that as we do it, we would be a people that don't only look to what we can receive, but how we can include others. God, we want to live open lives, hospitable lives, lives where we include others in everything that you give to us. And so I pray for us that you would unlock something of a gratitude and of a hospitality in us, that we would be known for the love that we show. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Thank you, guys.